The Nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, Inc. for Lagos. Thank you for joining us on the last 1 hour of the show. Now, let's gather around. Let's talk. Let's have this very serious conversation. You know, every now and again, we discuss the plight of the widows. We've done quite a bit talking about the plight of the widows, what they've been through, what they're going through, how some of them have been able to achieve some level of independence after the demise of their loved ones. We'll also not leave out the widowers out of this conversation because they are also, you know, part of the conversation in many ways as well. So we'll put everything together to form the part of this conversation. In the meantime, if you're joining for the very first time, you're welcome. We're live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. So you're almost good to go if you are joining us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. But before we get into it, let me also make this announcement that next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the roundtable is back. The roundtable is that particular element of Nigeria Info's broadcast nationwide that brings together all our OAPs from across the country. And we have our own say, our own opinion, our own analysis of issues of national interest. It's what we call the roundtable. It's going to happen Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. You do not want to miss that for anything. Now, let's begin. I'm Sheriff. Nice to meet you. So Friday is International Widows Day. And you know, last week we couldn't get on with Open Mic Friday because we had the country rep of IOM on the show. Mr. Logan was here and we spoke about, you know, irregular migration and all of that on the show. So I felt that, you know, not doing Open Mic Friday again because of this conversation we're about to have now on Friday, you know, we may be depriving a lot of people from having their say. So you know what? Let's bring this widow's conversation forward. So we're going to have it now. That's why we're having it now. Originally today is for Friday to commemorate that day. So according to the United Nations, there are an estimated 258 million widows around the world. Nearly one in 10 lives in extreme poverty. Apart from that, about 2.7 billion women are denied access to the same choice of jobs as men due to certain unconfronted restrictions. Some unspelled restrictions as well, and lots face gender-based violence even today. Available statistics show that Nigeria has over 8 million disadvantaged widows with over 21 million children. Now, these statistics appear to be on the increase, of course, due to the prevalence of crises, especially where you have conflict zones in the country. You have these cases of widows coming up every now and again, so the numbers definitely will go up. Where you have the cases of terminal ailments as well, the numbers will go up. You have crimes, you have religion and politics, so definitely you have this number going. Before right now, what we know is about 21 million, about 8 million disadvantaged widows with over 21 million children attached to these widows. Now, the African continent, though, particularly in Nigeria, widows face, you can agree with me, seemingly insurmountable challenges. Widows, rather, than being sympathized with and, you know, assisted and helped in many ways, are subjected to what you would call inhumane treatment. Treatment that you, me, we can't take. And we subject these widows to this kind of treatment. I'm going to stop here. Let me bring up my guest so we can quickly just jumpstart this conversation right now. I have joining me on the show this morning a gentleman and a lady. We're going to start with a lady. I have here the founder of Total Life Concern, TLC, Barrister Edirin Essiet. Barrister Essiet, morning to you and thank you for joining us on the show today.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. I also have on the show today the PRO of Total Life Concern, Adeniran Bamisayi. Adeniran, morning to you.
Good morning.
I needed to get close to the mic, guys, so people can hear you well at home.
Okay. Good morning.
Aha! It's better now. So let's begin. I'm gonna start with Adrian. You have worked with widows. First, how long have you been working with widows?
6 years now.
6 years. Mm-hmm. Could you share some of the experiences that you've had?
Okay. Well, our organization is Total Life Concern Widows Outreach. It's an outreach that helps to uplift the life of indigent widows in the society. And we've been on for 6 years. We started with 10 widows, and now we have estimated 200 widows registered under our care. But that notwithstanding, we still go out to reach out to other widows. But these 200 are statistics.
200?
Yes, registered with us.
What are some of the stories that these widows have shared with you? Could you go through some of them?
Wow, a lot of stories, a lot. Okay, well, I think we're talking about disadvantaged widows now.
That's right, you know. That's right.
You know, most of these women, their husbands die without leaving anything behind. And, you know, and most of them, they were housewives before their husband passed. You know, so it was a bit difficult for them to start all over again, you know. And some of them, the ones that had little properties, the properties were being taken away from them by their spouses, relations, and all that. And what will I say? Then the other issue, challenges that they also face is health challenges also, because our demographics between mostly the age from 38 to up to 60, you know. But I think nowadays a lot of young widows, you know, young people really losing their spouse. And another challenge they have also is health challenges as well. Health challenges.
Mm-hmm. Adeniran, one of the major issues with widows in this part of the world is those harmful cultural practices.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell me about that? I mean, I'm asking because I'd like to know whether some of the widows that you're working with at your organization have had to go through this.
Wow, yes, that's a big one. I would say, you know, Africa, more specific now Nigeria, we've not really done well for the female gender. And this is, things are made more difficult when life happens, you know, like they say. So sometimes you see, because one, there is no empowerment structure in place for women until lately, when gender equality was being given prominence, where female education was being played up, you kind of see that the traditional African culture does not support the vocality of the female gender.
Why is it so that when a woman loses the husband, it's almost like the world is against her? Why, Adrian, you would like to share some thought? Because this is what we get all the time, anytime we have this conversation. It's almost like even your friends, they will still start looking at you somehow as though you're the one behind the death of your husband. The family that you've played with, you've joked with, they know you, they eat in your house, you serve them, you even worship them. They tend to just turn against you.
Well, I really, it's really mind-blowing, you know, because we have some of the women that have complained on concerning this, because like most of the women that came to us after the burial of their spouses, and you like what you said, you know, having even the family members, you know, they had a good relationship with them, but as soon as they lose their spouse, everything, the world is against them. Like was it last week, we had an opportunity to talk with one of the widows, and she said that when her husband died, they had a loving relationship. But when he died, the people in the village, like all hell was let loose. And they told, and they said that she has to not bathe for 7 days. She has to sit down and stay for 1 month to mourn her husband. We also have another issue again of one that was told to lie down beside the corpse, you know. So I think
she also will sleep with the corpse.
Yes. Yes, but thank God for intervention. Yes, according to her, that her pastor was around, and the pastor insisted that if they don't allow her to leave, they're going to call the police and all that. So I think that's what made them scared, and they now the pastor took her with the children. We have cases also of families abducting the children, especially the male children. Well, since you've lost our brother, our relation,
so they just kidnap the children.
They take it from them that
they feel that the children belong to the family.
Yes, the children belong, and you go your way. You go and find your own level. You know, we have cases like that as well.
Trust me, I'm shocked at this story anytime I hear them. Mm-hmm. But here are my concerns. How prevalent are these practices still today, guys? Do we still have them as prevalent? Because I feel that to some extent, your organization, some of the organizations that we've worked with in the past, we've been able to sensitize people, we've been able to create awareness. But then the feedback we usually get is that, look, if you think that the people that are doing this are illiterate, think again. Because some of them are actually not illiterate. The people that perpetrate this cultural practice, because yes, to them, it's their culture.
Yes.
And the culture must be followed, mm-hmm, whether they are educated or not. They don't care. How true is this? Like, some of these people, some of these perpetrators are actually learned people.
Yeah. Like you said, it's, I think, the human nature now begins to come to play in this, in cases like this. You see, naturally, human beings are greedy, are selfish. Mm. So when things like that happen, the first thing is, what can I get? You know, what can I get?
Everybody wants to grab
something.
Everybody
wants to grab something. And unfortunately, while the one who passed away was still alive, many of them never showed up. They never supported.
Mm. Mm.
So it's not, and it will amaze you that you get to cities, places like Lagos, yeah, places like Abuja, you know, where you expect that you have enlightened people, educated people. But the reality is, education, as it were, does not really solve certain human problems. Mm. You know, it does not. The fact that you are educated does not mean your moral values are okay. Mm. So in the first place, you have to look at it. Okay, my taking this action, what impact will it have on this person? Mm. And I think one of the best ways we can work against something is, you know, empowering the female gender.
The female gender.
Exactly. Mm.
Making sure they are empowered economically, they're empowered educationally, so that in case anything happens, you know, they will be able to be on their own without necessarily depending on what the spouse left behind.
Mm. Adiri, I'm going to come to you, and I want to talk about empowerment now. If you're a widow, please, would like to hear your story in a moment, okay? But let me just speak to Adiri first. So, Adiri, 8 million widows in Nigeria.
Okay, I was going to correct you, Sheriff.
Exactly.
15 million now.
15 million now. Aha, uh-huh, you see?
It's on the
How about children? How about children? Do we have numbers on children? Because the figure I read out said 21 million children attached to these 8 million. Just now it's 15 million widows, mm-hmm, 21 million children.
Yeah.
What's the impact of this harmful cultural practice against widows on the children?
Well, the children aren't left out, because we have a situation. I'm just talking about the experiences of these women. We have a situation where the family of the deceased husband collected everything from the widow. And then again, because she wasn't empowered while in marriage, she couldn't train her children.
Hmm.
So they are left to, drop out of school. She couldn't train her children. You know, she had to come to us, and we assisted her in training her children. We have another widow. Because of that, she left the house that herself and her spouse built in this Lagos here.
Hmm.
You know, she
in Lagos.
In Lagos, so. Hmm. In Lagos, in Aja region. She had to run away because the brother-in-law was on her, and they stayed close to each other. She had to run away. She moved somewhere far. In short, the organization got her accommodation and also empowered her, and they also took care of the education of the children to an extent until she became financially independent to continue from there. You know, so on the, it takes a, apart from the emotional trauma these children go to, educationally too, you know, they've been cut off from society. We have another one. The man died with 5 children, and these properties were seized. And the woman right now, we're just trying to see if we can help her. They took everything before she came to us.
Oh, my. And you're dealing with 200 widows now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's go here from widows this morning before we head out. Or if you'd like to share any thoughts on our conversation this morning, yeah, you're very welcome to do that. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904 for the ladies and the ladies only. All right, please, when you're calling, turn off your radio. It's very important. If you're that kind of brother-in-law or sister-in-law or the village people, I don't know whether I want to hear from you. I'm not sure, But perhaps you have a good reason why you did what you did. Perhaps I can hear. Yeah, I think we should hear from you. I think we should hear from you now. What? Shebi, we should hear from everybody.
Yeah, we should hear.
Let's hear from everybody. Please turn off your radio when you call us, huh? Thank you. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Sheriff.
Yes, ma'am.
See, they've all said it all. Most of the in-laws, they want to grab what the man has. Or even don't want to even grab the wife of that disease.
Oh, yeah.
I always call them.
They even want to grab the wife.
Hello?
They also want to grab the wife, Abby.
Oh, no. 5 years now. What I even want to encourage our widows that they should just focus. Mm. They should don't look back. They are there to destroy them more. Mm. You understand?
Mm.
Stretches, I stand on my feet and God is blessing me.
Oh.
Please hope.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sharif.
Yes, please.
This is Adeni calling from Lagos Island.
Let's talk, sir.
Please, I just want to quickly correct some impressions from the issue on ground.
Okay,
it's not
go on.
All the videos that look like as if the whole world was turned against them. There are some widows that they were lucky enough that even when their husband died, the family of the husband, they take care of them. They were even have pity on them to the extent that they give them more. They take care of the children. Some will collect the children. They will share it into their hands and begin to send them school, knowing that this woman does not have power to train the children.
Right.
And those children belong to their brothers.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And another impression is that kidnapping, the word kidnapping you talked about, there's nothing like kidnapping.
There's nothing for like example, that, Abby.
There's nothing like kidnapping. Okay. For example, if I have a children and God forbid I die, those children were bearing my own father's name or forefather's name.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
A woman cannot take my children away.
You mean your wife? Family. You mean your wife?
Sorry, my wife. They cannot take away my children far away from
this
my own family.
Okay.
Because they were bearing my forefather's name. You understand? So my brothers, my younger ones, they can decide to collect those children, knowing fully that those of my children, they were bearing
Hold on, sir. Whether your wife likes it or not, your family can take those children forcefully from her.
Although they will seek our consent.
Ah, no. Don't talk about consent now. What if she said she's not giving her consent?
At the same time, even if she did not give her consent, she cannot take my children far away from my business. Where is she taking them to? Is she taking them to another place and begin to be another person's father's name? Or does those children want to be her own father's name?
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I totally get you. I totally get you. Essentially, you're saying that your family has the right to take your children.
They have the right to take care of my children.
We're saying the same thing. I just wanted to
take care of those children. If they tell her they want to take care of those children, and she said they should not take care of them.
What if she can take care of those children herself? What if she doesn't need anybody's help? What if she's that comfortable?
It's not possible. What if my own brother were willing to contribute, knowing fully that
But can they contribute without taking the children?
Away.
Yes, they can do.
So what's now the issue? Like, must they take the children away? Ogami, I have to go now. I have a break to go. We'll be back. Stay with us, please.
Get breaking news, updates, and the best of talk.
Women have to work twice, even thrice as hard for them to get things that just come so naturally to a lot of men who feel that leadership is their right.
We're in prisons for how many years?
For 6 years, 8 months.
Were you going to court from prisons then?
Yes, but before I started court, it took me 2 years.
Just being in prison?
Yes.
Without your case even start
in
at all?
In confinement.
You were there?
Yeah.
Here on your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria.
No matter what you aspire to be in this life, sometimes you need
for widows who are in this present situation, what's their option? Let's say families forcefully took their children away from them after the demise of their husband.
Yes, they should meet lawyers. You know, like organization like us, we have our legal team which we treat this kind of cases as well. And also FIDA Nigeria, which I'm a member, Lagos chapter, they also treat this matters like this.
I have plenty telephone lines and calls coming through, so we're just going to take one, then we'll continue. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Yes, miss, good morning to you.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
Thank you so much for the good job you are doing.
Thank you.
God will bless you.
You too.
You see, I agree with the woman in the studio, 100%. Okay, how many women, how many widows are enjoying after their husbands leave? Then how many children are enjoying? If you want to take children from the woman, the woman must agree first. If you are a good family, why will you think the woman will not change the name of the children? What will bring that one into your mind that the woman will do something like that? The way they are treating the women is very wrong after their husband have left. And again, I want to advise all women, empower yourself. Exactly. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Let me come to you, Adiri, again. So you're working with 200 widows, right?
Yes.
How does your organization fund your activities? I mean, working with 200 widows is no joke at all. How have you been able to do this?
Well, I give all glory to God. God has been sustaining us. But and also, we have organization like MTN Nigeria.
Oh, really?
Yes, last year they empowered 100 widows. You
know? Oh, fantastic.
They made them Mumu agents. Mumu agents, you know, that's one. We have like your organization at Nigeria Info, creating awareness. Mm. We have Top Radio FM, and also Law FM, you know, creating awareness. Then Deloitte Nigeria, they came to
us on
International Women's Day and empowered the widows as well. Then we have David and Briggs, the travel agency. Then for the medicals also, we have iMasters. You know, like we are having a medical outreach on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yes.
What's that about?
Medical outreach, you know, because of widows generally, the indigent widows we care about, because of the lifestyle, they're unable to take care of their health properly.
Hmm.
So we partner with health officials that come to assist us to get their blood check, get their blood pressure. In fact, there was one of our events we had last year, that a woman came and she was 200 over, I think 101, if I remember clearly. Oh. In fact, we were all afraid. We had to tell her to sit down. But thank God, because every of our events, we do take their blood pressure. We had to tell her to sit down, not to just stand or do anything. Because, I mean, of both 200, that's life-threatening now. Wow. And because of this, because they are left alone, you know, thinking and all that, and poor health too. Mm. Poor hygiene. Poor hygiene and poor. They can't even afford good
medical care.
You know,
they don't even have time for themselves, let alone this thing. They are too distracted, running around trying to cater, you know, for the family and all of that. So they need that.
Yeah, we have. We're working with iMasters this year, and we're working with Osmize Dental Clinic. I also have people that have volunteered freely to give them medications for this year. It's coming up on Saturday.
Where is it coming up?
At Lekki Phase 1.
Any exact location? Because widows are listening right now and they'd like to come.
Okay, I know, right. Okay, Plot 70A, Ima Bimbola Christian. Or they can call me on this number.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
That's
better. You can share your number.
Yeah.
Please do share your number.
Okay.
While you put that together, let me quickly take another call. I have callers waiting. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Good morning for your good work doing.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, go on, sir. We're listening to you, sir.
Yeah. The people in the studio also advise them to advise women that their husbands are alive now.
Mm.
That when you are married to a man, in Africa setting, when you are married to the family too, not only the man. It's only in you can say rainbow land that you see it's me and my wife, it's me and my husband. It doesn't be like that with Africa setting. When you are married to a man, be friendly with the families of the man. So that when this kind of a thing happens, the family
would help, will be free to help.
You understand?
Right.
Like, for example, we have somebody that when the husband was alive,
yeah,
he was so friendly with the family. He was, no, there's no problem with the family when the brothers of the man go to the house. He will treat them like his own sister and brothers. But some women these days, they tend to just say, ah, it's me and my husband. When the siblings come, or the family of the woman, the man come, they will not allow him or her to stay in the house or be, you know, they have a way of doing it that will not make them to be at home.
I get your point, sir.
Also advise them.
Thank you.
Women now.
Thank you.
Alive.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Is the number ready now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, please share your number.
Just a minute.
Okay. In the meantime, is it ready now?
Yeah, it's okay. 081-39-69-32-07.
Can you call that again?
081-39-69-32-07.
This is for the medical outreach on Saturday?
Yes.
All right, good, fantastic.
And you can also follow us on our social media.
Please share your social media handles.
At on Instagram is at TLC_outreach. TLC_outreach. On Facebook is Total Life Concern Outreach.
If you have any organization that wants to partner your organization in reaching out to the widows, how can they reach you?
With the same number. They are highly welcome because you know it's really a lot.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
Even volunteers as well.
Volunteers too. Can you share the number again?
Okay.
For organizations who would like to work with you to help widows and even individuals as well.
Individual, of course, because we also have individuals that support us.
Fantastic.
081-39-69-32-07.
Can you call that again?
081-39-69-3207.
Fantastic.
That's the number.
Gentlemen, lady, we're going to leave it here today. I just want to say that Nigeria Info is glad and happy to have had you on the show today, and we're glad that we're making impact together. We usually do this every now and again to help NGOs who are really, really impacting the lives of people, and we're glad. We thank you for what you do. We appreciate your effort, and for all the videos, it's never over. Just try and. But Olumide sent me a message. Olumide Mochebi, we have a program here on Saturday, and Olumide usually says something like, "Look, you have to think carefully before you enter into a union because you are never there. You don't know what will happen in the future." But I can't read the message now because of time. Yes,
okay,
please.
Like the last caller, you know, even when you are nice to the family members, we've had people, we have cases, we have stories. Yeah. But after the demise of the
everything
husband,
changes.
Everything changes.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything changes.
Jerry, we have to go now. Please, thank you guys for coming. Thank you. I have to go.
Thanks for having us.
That's our show today, people. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
Goes at the city of Lagos. Whatever it is on your end, I'm pretty sure I have just the news to.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not